weather starts to get warm. Summer is officially starting, unofficially starting this weekend. We've got barbecues. We've got burgers.
Got baseball.
And baseball, but we got football.
Oh yeah, we never can't not have football, Jason Block.
Well, that's true because this past week we had the schedule reveal, and we do have some other news to cover, but we need to do it with some other people. And let's start with our sound guy from New Jersey, VRM. How are you?
Fox centers across, shot by Sabanajad, deflects it away. Played off the boards, off the glass by Rostovic. Rangers down in the
I'm triggered. You're triggering me.
Yes, we are.
Hey, you see this? Hey, you see this?
Yeah.
Now you see these?
Yes. Yeah. Do you see these back at you?
For those of you who don't know, Jay and VRM Rangers, they beat my Canes, but hey, Rod Brindamore, he signed on for...
No, that's a good... That's good. No, you guys had a very good year. Don't get me wrong.
He had a really good year.
You just got a lot of work in that UFA-RFA market. You guys got,
We have a whole army of good players. Unfortunately, they're now all unrestricted free agents.
Oh, boy. That could be...
Time to back up the money truck, PNC. Where you at, homie?
Right, there you go. And, of course, our... great friend from the state of Ohio, Mr. Ian McQuinn.
Yes, it is. Greetings from the North Coast. Good evening, gentlemen. And I'm not sure how to follow that up, but well, at least the Cavaliers did very well going into the second round, but the Jets made the playoffs. The Wild couldn't get there, and the Blue Jackets, well... There's always next year and the year after that and the year after that.
hey, it could be worse, Ian. You could be a Charlotte Hornets fan.
Yeah, yes, indeed.
Or you could be an Indiana Fever fan waiting for the Caitlin Clark pick to start paying off dividends.
She's going to do fine.
It's the rest of the team I'm worried about. Yeah, she's doing okay. It's the rest of the team I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Angel, look, WNBA is, I think Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have saved the WNBA from obscurity. Sabrina Ionescu walked so they could run.
Okay? Correct.
There you go. But we're not here to talk about WNBA, although we could and should. However, VRM, you have the schedule.
Oh, the schedule. The long, long schedule. So let's start things off with where the season's going to start off, which, well, of course, the season starts off with them.
Hell yeah. Yes, it is.
Naturally.
The opening game is the reigning.
Defending.
Two-time defending.
That's right. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions going for the three-peat. Your Kansas City Chiefs playing against the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. 2022, Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champions. 2023, Super Bowl champions. Taylor's version.
Right. 2023, it could be 2023, 2024, 2025, the tortured players department. You don't know. Some other things regarding before we even get there, the Hall of Fame game, believe it or not, is 2 months from, hold on, 2 months from Saturday, August 1st, Houston will be playing Chicago. The other national preseason games will be New Orleans and San Francisco. And then the three other preseason games will be Indianapolis and Cincinnati on Prime, Arizona at Denver, and New England at Washington. And, yes. And by the way, that opening game, September 5th, will be at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. But, VRM, yeah. You have more primetime stuff.
Yeah, so first we got to bridge a little to the international side, because that's game one of the NFL season. Game two in the of the NFL season, you're going to Brazil.
Oh, that is right. That is the one of the six international games this year.
Yes.
It's the five internet.
Yes, and for the Brazil game, somebody should get Girl from Ipanema for when we go over it.
Tall and tan and dark and lovely, the girl,
the girl from Ipanema is calling.
Yeah, that would be the Green Bay Packers against the Philadelphia Eagles. That will be on, right?
Yeah, and that will be in Sao Paulo.
Not at Rio.
At Corinthians right. Arena.
So let's take a look at the prime time, starting with Sunday night football. Week one.
The Carrie Underwood specials.
Yeah. So week one, we got the Rams at the Lions. Ooh, we are starting off feisty.
Excuse me, the Nikki Haymon special for that one, yes.
Yeah.
Starting off chippy, aren't we?
Week two, Bears at the Strouds. Oh, I'm sorry, the Texans.
You know what? That could be a very interesting game if Caleb Williams is playing, which he should be, right?
Yep. Week three, Chiefs at the Falcons. Okay.
All right, done. Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Week four. Bills at Ravens.
Oh, woo! That's going to be blood and guts on the field, let me tell you.
Week five, Cowboys at Steelers. Week six, Bengals at China. Why do we have primetime games?
Well, you don't know. You don't. I mean, we do know, but okay. Hope springs eternal.
Yeah.
Remember, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, expect something in between.
Yeah. Week seven, correct. Jets at Steelers.
All depends on if Aaron Rodgers hasn't broken his leg again.
And if Russell Wilson can remember how to ride.
Right.
Week eight, rematch. Cowboys at 49ers.
Oof. Yep. With this guy. If you have him. Right on.
Week nine, Jags at the Eagles. Week ten. Lions at Texans.
Woo! Oh, this is gonna be sweet.
Oof. Wow. Okay. We should follow the Lions. We should do the Lions schedule too, because that's Nikki's team, and she was, and Lions should have been in the freaking Super Bowl. They should have.
Yep.
Oh.
Week 11, God. Colts at Jets. Week 12, Eagles at Rams.
And now we get into the meat of the schedule. And, of course, these games could be flexed right around here, right?
Yeah, this could be the start of our flexes. Although, some of the ones that we have on offer, I'd say of the ones that are on here, three are early candidates potential. But the rest of these, these are spicy. Week 13, so into December, 49ers at Buffalo.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Week 14, Chargers at Chiefs.
That's the Harbaugh Bowl. We don't know how good Jim Harbaugh's going to be as coach.
Week 15, Packers at Seahawks.
Right.
Week 16. Guys, look at week 16.
Bucks at Cowboys?
No, this is a set. Oh, it's a double. It's a double.
Oh, I'm okay.
So week 16 has a Saturday afternoon game presented by NBC.
Oh, okay. It does? I didn't see that.
And look who it is.
Okay.
Texans at Chiefs.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. The Sunday night, though, is Bucks at Cowboys. Week 17, Dolphins at Browns, and of course, they don't announce week 18 until week 18.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, the big news that we need to do
Sunday and Monday.
Thursday and Monday. So Thursday, Thursday. Well, we already talked about the season opener, so let's go over to Amazon and see what piddly little things the NFL just dumped on Amazon's calendar. Start things off week 2, Bills at Dolphins.
Right.
Week 3, Patriots at Jets. Week 4, why are we always playing the Cowboys on primetime? Week 4, Cowboys at Giants.
Okay.
Week 5, Bucks at Falcons. Week 6, Niners Seahawks. Week 7, Broncos Saints. Vikings Rams.
Could be good.
Halloween, Texans Jets.
Not scary.
Following that, Bengals Ravens.
Very good.
Commander, week 11, Commanders Eagles. Week 12, Steelers Browns.
War.
Week 13 on Friday, because that's Black Friday.
Right.
Raiders Chiefs. Week 14, Packers Lions. Oh, that'll be good.
Right.
Week 15, Rams 49ers. Week 16, Browns Bengals. Week 17, Seahawks Bears.
Right. Right.
And then we go to Monday Night Football, and it begins on week 1 with Jets at 49ers. Oh, God.
With Aaron Rodgers running into the same guy that put him out last year.
Let's hope not.
Oh, I'm not saying it, but I'm saying it anyway.
Please don't. Please don't.
Week 2, Falcons at Eagles.
Right.
Week 3 is a double.
Yep. Jags and Bills, and then on ABC you have Commanders at Bengals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And week 4 is a double.
Titans at Dolphins and Seahawks at Lions on ABC.
Week 5, Saints at Chiefs. Sorry, Carl.
Right.
Week 6, Bills and Jets. Bills and Jets got 2 prime times?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was Bills and Dolphins that had the other one. Bills and Jets. Week 7, another double.
Yeah, Ravens and Bucks on the linears, and on ESPN Plus, we have Chargers at Cardinals.
Yep, week 8, Giants with another primetime game at the Steelers. Week 9, Bucks at Chiefs. Week 10, Dolphins Rams. Week 11, Battle of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Week 12, Ravens and Chargers. Week 13, Browns Broncos. Week 14, Bengals Cowboys.
Which could mean something by that point.
It could be.
Week 15 is another double.
Yep. Over on ABC, you're going to get Bears at Vikings. And on ESPN, you're going to get Falcons at Raiders. Mm-hmm.
The pre-Christmas game is Saints Packers. And the Monday night finale is Lions 49ers rematch.
Ooh, boy.
To wrap up our national coverage, Thanksgiving this year.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Starts.
Well, there's one more thing you need.
Let's get Thanksgiving out of the way first.
Right, of course.
One holiday at a time, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is Chicago at Detroit, the Giants at Dallas. So we play Dallas on national television twice, technically. The Sunday night crew gets Miami at Green Bay.
Okay. However, we have a new player in the game.
Ba-boom.
Right. Because Netflix is streaming 2 Christmas Day games this year.
Yep.
Chiefs, Steelers, and Ravens, Texans. And they'll be doing that again in 2025 and 2026. Because that was a 3-year deal for Netflix to do that.
The first time ever that the league will have games on Wednesday for Christmas.
Right. And do we know who is covering it? Like, in other words, which crews, or is Netflix going to have their own crew?
Right now, it does not mention a crew.
Okay.
But as soon as a crew is mentioned, they're going to make the big deal about it.
That is definitely true. So there is some quality primetime stuff, but we need to talk about some individuality. And Ian, I want to start with you. I want you to cover your Browns and your Vikings, and what do you think about it so far?
Yes, indeed. Let's begin with the better team from last year.
Fun times in Cleveland today. Cleveland.
Yes, the Cleveland Browns season begins with a big matchup in week one at home, a late game against...
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
Yes, the Dallas Cowboys. And means that Dak Prescott and what's his name?
Where's the lamb sauce?
Come on, man.
Yeah, the lamb.
I just need a...
Just the lamb.
Where's the lamb sauce?
And the rest of the Cowboys will be coming to the dog pound to start the season. And then in week two, it's going to be on the road to... against Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And week three, back home... it's the New York Giants. Mm-hmm. Probably going to get a lot of sacks there. But when we get there, we'll have two sides going over what happened there. Me for the Browns and you and Jay and Vern for the Giants. And week four, the Browns are going to be traveling, first of three straight road games at the Raiders in Las Vegas. And that's week four. And week five,
Cobra attack!
To Maryland against the Washington Commanders. And week six, they'll be playing at the at the Link in Philadelphia. And then week seven, home for the Battle of Ohio against Cincinnati, and another division foe in week eight.
Azarath, Netrion, Zinthos.
That being Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. And one more home game after that in week nine against Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And week 10,
okay, bye.
Before going back on the road for week 11, at New Orleans. And
what?
He has all of the buttons there, Jay.
I know. It's just...
Don't act surprised.
I know.
Yes, indeed. Week 12 on Thursday night, the Browns will be hosting the...
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, and then Monday night, they'll go back on the road.
Go America. Go America. Go Broncos. Yeah, go Broncos. Yeah.
Naturally, at Denver. And week 13, they'll be at the Berg.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes, indeed. And week 14 is at Pittsburgh. And week 15, some gal named Taylor will be coming to the dog pound as the Browns host the reigning two-time defending Super Bowl champions.
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs. And another Thursday night game.
Who they think gonna beat them Bengals?
Week 16 at Cincinnati. And week 17, currently slated for Sunday night, the Browns conclude their home season against... against the Miami Dolphins, although given the Dolphins' reputation in cold weather, they might as well go like this. And since they don't do too well. And the Browns season concludes in Maryland.
Azerath, Metreon, Zinthos.
Against the Ravens team that will likely be priming for the playoffs by then. And so that's the Browns schedule. And over to Paul Allen's team. Here's what the Minnesota Vikings, here's what the Minnesota Vikings have in store for them for the 24th season. Week one, they begin at the Meadowlands to face the Giants. And week two,
do you call it the, do we call it? Do we still call it the Meadowlands, or is it MetLife now?
Well,
yeah, okay. That's right.
Yes, indeed. And week two, the Vikings play their first home game of the season against this guy.
BRM?
And the so-called NFC champion, San Francisco 49ers. I say so-called because it really should have been either Detroit or Green Bay.
I agree.
They should have beaten them in the playoffs. Week three, the Vikings will be hosting...
Don't you dare take the name of Texas in vain!
CJ Stroud and the Texans. And week four...
There we go. You don't have that one, do you?
I did have that one. I'm saying,
Ian, you didn't have that one.
Well, I didn't have that one. That's why I turned to the others. Anyway, week four, they'll be heading to Green Bay for the latest border battle against the Packers.
There is your dagger.
And then something tells me London's going to come calling in week five as the Vikings host the
Jets.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets afterwards.
Okay, bye.
For week six, and week seven is back at US Bank Stadium, and they'll be hosting
Go Lions, go!
Yeah, the Detroit Lions back for more on their revenge tour. And then they'll be heading to California for a Thursday nighter.
Bah. Bah.
That being against the Los Angeles Rams at SoFi Stadium. Then back home for week number nine.
Stay pony, my friend.
Yes, the Indianapolis Colts. The Indianapolis Colts return to the scene of the crime. And then... three straight road games, starting with week 10. The Vikings get to go to Jacksonville. And week 11.
Titans, go!
In Nashville against the Tennessee Titans. And week 12 at...
Chicago!
Against Caleb Williams and Da Bears. And back home for... week 13.
The Cardinals have knocked the Vikings out of the playoffs.
Well, maybe the Cardinals could do that if the Vikings are really, really bad enough to be eliminated that early. And speaking of scenes of the crime, the facility may have changed, but they're going to be hosting the Atlanta Falcons. Since that was also the scene of the crime, it took place at the Metrodome, the 98 NFC Championship game. But even more important is the return of...
You like that?
That's right. Kirk Cousins returning to Minnesota, this time in a Falcons uniform. And then week 15 on a Monday night, hosting the Bears again. And then week 16, they... go on the road to the Pacific Northwest against a team known for a specific number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The 12s. They'll have to face the 12s when they play the Seattle Seahawks. And week 17, they'll be hosting the Packers to conclude their home season.
There
And week 18, they will be in the
Go Lions, go! Go Lions, go!
Facing a Lions team that will likely be priming for the playoffs themselves in the same way that the Ravens do. So it's going to be quite interesting to see. I don't see Paul Allen doing any games beyond that this season.
No, but I will say this, and I'm going to make an early prediction right now. I think the Lions will be the number one seed in the NFL this year.
Same here.
In the NFC. I think the Lions should be the NFC. I really think, if I'm just going to go out here right now and just say it, I'm going to say Chiefs-Lions in the Super Bowl right here, right now. I think the Lions are that good.
Our prediction specialist isn't until later this season.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say it right now.
And when I make my prediction, I think I'm going to be breaking one of the rules I typically follow when making predictions. Which one it is, find out in a couple of months.
All right. So, VRM, let us go to the New York area, sadly, because we have to because we fucking got to. Okay.
Yeah, gotta.
We gotta. And let us start with the Jets. Jets. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Jets again. Well, we already mentioned it, but.
Right. And then they have the Sunday afternoon game with the Jets and the Titans. Then it's the Patriots. Then the Broncos. Then on Sunday, October 6th, we talked about the Vikings. Then on a Monday night game, it's Bills, Jets, Jets, Steelers, Jets, Patriots, Jets, Texans against the Jets, Jets, Cardinals, Colts, Seahawks, Dolphins, Jaguars, Rams, Jets, and the Dolphins.
Yeah, the bye week is ahead of Thanksgiving, it looks like.
The bye week. I think, yes. But, oh, good grief. So, Pro Football Network says the Jets are going 12-5 next year. Yeah, right. Okay.
All
right.
Let me debunk that in really quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm counting at least seven losses.
So you're saying 10-7?
I said at least seven from early looks. I'm saying that's at least seven losses. It all depends on, of course, the guy who just please.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Aaron Rodgers.
We'll get to it. Yes. Now then we go to VRM, our team.
Can we start with not the schedule but the other thing?
Yes. Okay. So the Giants release, because the Giants, I believe, are celebrating their 100th season this year. And the 100th season, they have a commemorative uniform, okay? So even Malik Nabers said it's going to be hard to swag it out. And there should be, and I'm going to put this picture in the thread for those who could see it.
Okay.
Everyone, please take a look at this. There's the clip. Do you see that picture?
Affirmatory.
I see the picture, and bro. Montreal Canadiens on line one.
Yes.
My thoughts exactly. Yeah.
Wolverine, and Michigan Wolverines on line two.
Oh, for the helmet, yes.
For the helmet, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, I think we could say something about these uniforms, right? I think you both have it, but someone can play that suckitude. Do you have that?
My suckitude? I don't think I have.
That's right.
That's the one. Okay.
Yes, and they still suck, which they do. But now, the schedule, okay?
Mm-hmm. Which also sucks.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's okay. So we have we don't actually have. Oh, do we have it?
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it pulled up.
Okay, go for it.
So, again, we start things off with a home game against the Vikings.
Thank God it's not the Cowboys.
Yeah, thank fuck for once. That's followed with a road trip down to FedEx. Please get a new stadium. Then a road trip out to Cleveland. And then a short week before we host the Cowboys on Thursday night.
Right. Then we go to Seattle.
Go to Seattle, home to face the Bengals, and we actually play the Eagles not in back-to-back week or as close to back-to-back as you can get for once.
No. Well, that's right. The we go from instead of what was it, 16-18, it's 7-18. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Week 8 is at the Steelers. We talked about that on Monday night. Week 9, we host the Commanders. Week 10, we beat the Carolina Panthers. Sorry, Chico. Oh, that's right. In Germany. That is right. That's right. We are going to Germany in front of the international
game. No time for sprockets when we dance.
That is correct. Yes. The last one on November 10th.
Mm-hmm. And that precedes the bye week.
Right. And then you got the Bucks at MetLife. Cowboys at AT&T, that is Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, that's the Thanksgiving middle stanza.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then
home to New Orleans, home to Baltimore.
At Atlanta, home to Indianapolis, and at Philly.
That week game against Indy is one of 5 games that is on the short list to be moved to the Saturday triple header.
Okay.
That week. The other 4 that are on that short list are Arizona Rams, Atlanta Washington, Denver Cincinnati, and Chargers New England. So of those 5 games, 3 will be moved to Saturday for a 1:4:30, 8:15 triple header.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also forgot to just remind us of the other international games, the 3 games that were going to be in England. Week 5 is going to be at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, Jets-Vikings on the NFL Network. Jaguars Bears will also be at Hotspur Stadium the neat week 6. Week 7 is the Patriots Jaguars at Wembley. Okay. And then of course the German game, which we talked about, the Giants and Panthers. So yeah, so that's that. So who is going to, because we're shall we rip the Band-Aid off, Chico?
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and you know what? Let's just have some fun with this. I got the Panthers here. It starts in New Orleans, facing off against Carl Saints. So you're welcome, Carl. Then we host the Chargers on September 15th for week 2, followed by the Las Vegas Raiders. Trip out to the desert on week 3. Week 4, the Cincinnati Bengals. Week 5, we head up to the Windy City to take on the Bears. Week 6, we host the Falcons. So they think they're hot shit. Anyway, then it's a trip up I-95 to take on the Commanders on October 20th. October 27th, it's a plane ride out to the Mile High City for a date with the Broncos. Then we host the Saints on November 3rd. Then it's the Germany game, Jason. And after the Germany game, hey, we can't lose on week 11, right?
Oh, so we both get to take an extended trip in Germany.
Yeah, get ourselves some bratwurst. Get ourselves some bratwurst. Have some Heinekens.
That's Dutch.
Like I said, have some Beck's.
Beck's is cheap shit. Okay. You know,
those have blue ribbon, but I don't see you complaining. Anyway.
I don't drink that water, thank you very much. But moving on.
It's liquid death. Anyway, then on November 21st, we get Swifty with the Chiefs. Then we host the Buccaneers on December 1st. And then on December 8th, we go up to Philadelphia, where it's always sunny, I hear. Then on December 15th, it's the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? Then December 22nd, Arizona Cardinals come to town. Then it's two away games to round out the season against the Bucks and the Falcons. And right, I'll tell you right now, the tickets are as low as $22 for the first Falcons game and as high as $186 for the Raiders, strangely enough.
While I have
the microphone, and while I want to extend our well wishes to Carl, as he is trapped being an adult for the night, I have the Saints schedule.
That's where I was going. Good job.
Okay, we talked about Carolina on week one. Then it's Dallas. Week three, they host Philly. Week four, they go to the Falcons. Week five, it's a primetime game with Kansas City. Week six, Tampa Bay. Week seven, Denver on Prime Video. Week eight, the Chargers. Week nine, back to Carolina. Week 10, the Falcons. Week 11, the Browns. We talked about that. Week 13, the bye. Week 14, the Rams. Week 15, it is the Giants. It's week 14, it's the Giants. Week 15 is the Commanders. Week 16, the Packers. Week 17, the Raiders. And week 18 closes out the season with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Okay. With that, we need to talk some television, some sort of inside football. Okay. The NFL Network, oh boy. VRM, what the hell is going on?
I need to find the button for it. No, it's not on this page. It's...
You don't have the button. I got you, all right?
Here it is. Do you hear it? Is it doing anything?
Oh, you were flushing, too. Oh.
It's the super toilet exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing okay. good is happening at the NFL Network right now.
No.
Yeah, the NFL Network is in a bad way. After 20-some-odd years, its flagship show, NFL Total Access, it ended last week. Now this show counted amongst its many alumni. Scott Hansen, Adam Schefter, Charles Davis, Warren Sapp, Steve Smith, and it was hosted in its last days by Mike Yam, Kimmy Checks, David Carr, Michael Robinson, Chase Daniel.
Who this guy be?
But yeah, it's all part of sort of a scale back on the NFL Network's part, where they're going for archived stuff and archived content and game replays. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you guys even doing? Do you even know what you're doing? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I mean, they are. Oh, I know one thing they're doing. They're laying people off.
They're laying all the people. Well, not all the people off, obviously, but
yeah.
A great majority of the people that we've come to love on the NFL Network. They're A, not making the move out to LA, or B, just being let go. And it is, and you know, any time you have somebody lose their job in broadcasting because of a corporate move, and don't get me wrong, this is a corporate move, you always feel bad for them.
Yes, and, indeed. Mentioning that the NFL Network's Total Access being its flagship program, it's NFL Network without Total Access. It's sort of, it would sort of kind of like what it would be like if NBC did not have the Today Show and the Tonight Show or Meet the Press. It'd be like ESPN without SportsCenter, PBS without Sesame Street.
It's like the Weather Channel without Local on the 8s.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Yes, hard to imagine being without it.
It's kind of like USA on Monday Night. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I had to bring it up.
Anyway, reach for comment, an NFL spokesperson told Awful Announcing, where we're getting this information from. Like any successful organization, the NFL regularly evaluates its workforce to ensure the proper support of strategic priorities, including international expansion, the growth of flag football, and the evolution of digital and media platforms. We have made the difficult decision to part ways with some employees to allow us to further invest in these growth areas and ensure the continued strength of our game and the business. Blah, blah, blah. Words, words, words.
Hey, salad, Cody. Salads. Hey, Cody, summarize that whole paragraph for us.
This right here is bullshit.
I'm not going to even, you know, surmise that anybody in the NFL is getting in bed with a whole bunch of hedge fund billionaires trying to make as much money as they can for themselves. But they are adjacent to said hedge fund billionaires. And of course, this comes 1 month after the league laid off multiple longtime and high-profile employees, including Andrew Siciliano, James Palmer, Melissa Stark, and Will Selva. Many of the details are still murky at best. They replaced the show with something called The Outsiders. I have no idea what this is. What even is this? Because frankly, I don't know. Has anybody seen the show that replaced?
No.
You haven't seen it? I haven't seen it. Ian, have you seen it?
Negative.
Well, when JB comes back, we're going to have to ask if he's seen it, because I don't know if anybody has seen it. But yeah. That's the state of the NFL Network as it exists right now. But in the meantime, let's talk money, shall we?
Here comes the money!
Here we go, money talk!
Here comes the money!
Okay, so Jared Goff is getting paid. Probably wondering how much after his successful season with the Lions last year.
Oh boy, this is a... This is the, yeah, we like that. Here's more money. Give us more of that. 212 over 4 years, $170 guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. A great American once said, you look good, you play good. You play good, they pay good. So, and this was after, you know, his best pro season after some fair to middling seasons with other teams. So it's like, okay, maybe, just maybe, it's the teams that were the problem. But in terms of average annual salary, this actually makes Jared Goff the second highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And it's the second big contract he's been handed after being drafted number one in 2016. The Rams, they made an initial commitment to him. Now the Lions are doing the same. It turns out that, you know, Matthew Stafford and Jared Goff were just two really good quarterbacks
in the wrong
with team. The wrong team. Then they make the trade. All's right with the world. And Jason, now that you're back, I have to ask, do you know what The Outsiders is?
The Outsiders? What are you talking about?
The show that replaced NFL Total Access?
No, I do not.
Nobody knows what it is.
Okay, I can look. The NFL Network needs to readjust. I mean, not like the NFL Network is going to go away anytime soon.
No, yeah. They still need an outlet for all of NFL films' stuff.
Right.
People still like watching highlight football, and people still, you know, feel some kind of way when they hear that raspy voice of Steve Sabol.
The late, great Steve Sabol.
The late, great Steve Sabol. So that's NFL Network and Jared Goff. Now we go to college. College PS5. As a kind of video game.
Yes, and for the first time since when, VRM?
I have to look that up. College Football 25. The last game of this, the last game of the series, was
2011.
It was NCAA 2014.
Oh, that was a few years.
Okay, so for the first time, in 11 years, EA Sports is coming out with a college football game. And let me tell you something, VRM. I know you're not a Madden guy, but I think this might interest you. Everyone, please take a look. Courtesy of EA Sports.
Finally, it is here. You can take all that just another GameStop and throw it out. The eyes of the nation are on this field today, and that's what these players live for.
So there is a bundle, VRM, if you look at the screen right there. If you pre-order the MVP bundle, which is both deluxe editions, you get 3-day early access and 4,600 points for both Madden points and college football points. But, gentlemen, what you think?
Now, I've seen this before. Mike, Greg, and I covered it for an instant reaction on it was a thing, and all I can say is, you know, this is just a testament to the sheer processing power of the current generation. But holy hand grenade, how cool does that look?
VRM, I know you're going to say you're not impressed.
I didn't see gameplay footage.
Okay. All
right. That's a nice cut. Yay, that's a nice cutscene. That's a beautifully rendered cutscene. How does it play?
Okay. You're right. That's fair.
Plus, and bring a little Pixel Nation in, pre-order bundles nowadays are trash.
Okay.
Not wrong.
Have you seen some of the things, especially the stuff that Ubisoft, granted as Ubisoft,
I thought we weren't going to mention these guys again.
It's, like I said, show me the gameplay footage, because if I go in and I start seeing the same stuff that I've seen in the last, especially the last 4 years of Madden's here, I'm not interested. Show me gameplay, or take your fancy cutscene and get out of my face.
That's fair. That's totally fair. But I will say this: the fancy cutscene was impressive. Okay, and I think don't we have a cover athletes too? I think
we have a cover athletes. I'm gonna have to double check on that. EA
cover
college football 25. Cover. Okay, RJ Young is the man on the cover.
Well, no. This is not incorrect. The standard cover is Michigan running back Donovan Edwards, Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers, and Travis Hunter from Colorado.
Okay.
Those are the three. Okay. That's the standard edition. So, we'll see about that. We will definitely see. As I said, it's impressive to me. By the way, I am glad Goff got paid. I didn't get a chance to say this. Goff deserves to get paid, and we will see where that. I mean, they need to solidify, because the Lions are one of the top three teams in the NFC. That keeps them.
That is correct.
Because the top three teams in the NFC right now are the Lions, the Eagles. Could we say the Packers?
They haven't shown me the goods yet, those Packers.
The 49ers are in there, though.
The Lions, the 49ers, the Rams?
No, not really.
Okay.
But again, we will see. So we have some retirement home news, right?
Yep. We have a couple players calling it a career. That would be David Johnson and Devontae Parker. We're going to start with David Johnson.
Running back, right?
Yep, running back after 8 seasons. He made it official on Sunday. When he said, "I'm looking forward to my next career path in life. I don't know exactly what that will be, but I hope it will bring me the same passion, excitement, and love as football did."
Okay.
And of course, the Cardinals selected him out of Northern Iowa in the third round of the 2015 draft. And since then, he ran for... I want to see... season stats, here we go. 4,071 yards rushing, 2,805 yards receiving, 58 touchdowns, 39 rushing, 18 receiving, and 1 on a kickoff return. He had 33 rushing touchdowns with the Cardinals, tied for 3rd in franchise history. So yeah, he also played 2 seasons in Houston before appearing in 5 games for the Saints in 2022.
Okay.
So that was a look at David Johnson's career by the numbers. Next, it is Devontae Parker. And I thought he still had a couple more seasons left in him, but apparently he's ready to call it a career as well. Selected out of Louisville by the Miami Dolphins in the first round of the 2015 NFL Draft. He wraps his career with 402 receptions for 5,660 yards, 27 touchdowns. And yeah. For the New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. He spent 7 seasons in Miami before going to New England in 2022.
And I wonder how mad the Eagles are about this, because he just signed a 1-year contract just over 2 months ago with the Eagles.
Is it guaranteed money?
Let's take a look. Devontae Parker. It was a 1 year, $1.2 million. Does not look like it was guaranteed.
That could be. That could come back.
Could.
Mm-hmm. Could that could come back? Finally, before we. Because also OTAs have started this week. But before we go to this, did we actually talk about the release videos at all?
No, we did not talk about the release videos. Because here I am with all 32 release videos from USA Today, or at least links to them. I'll tell you right now. Let me tell you right now. The Dallas Cowboys release video. 4.5 minutes of your life you will never get back.
What happened?
It was basically them FaceTiming fans of other teams, from celebrities to average fans, and just freezing for like 30 seconds.
Oh, wonderful.
Exactly. Yes, Jason. That is the correct reaction.
The Packers one was pretty cool.
I liked the Rams. The Rams was basically like something out of Grand Theft Auto.
Right. The Titans tried to recreate their video from last year,
which I thought was pretty funny. It's like it's one of those things where it's like, you know what? On one hand, it's lazy. On the other hand, it worked. Let's just stick with one.
I mean, are these videos getting out of hand?
Not really. You know what? Everybody finds them entertaining. And if it gets an audience, hey. It's like NFL cares about numbers. It doesn't matter where they get them from.
Right. Dolphins was okay. Do you have any particular favorites?
Ian, I loved the Cleveland Browns release video. They did the homage to the Big Lebowski, it looked like.
Yes, indeed. I enjoyed that one as well. And the Vikings were a pretty cool one. Their schedule release paid homage to Apple's releases of their iPhones and stuff like that. And other teams I kind of find interesting. You mentioned the Rams, they weren't the only ones that used a video game motif. The other team, the Chargers,
I thought Ian was having a conniption for a second there.
just making up my own sim list there.
And the Falcons, they did the NFL Street callback.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember NFL Street, right? Am I the only one?
No. I remember it.
So they did that, and the Detroit Lions, they brought Tim Robinson straight from I Think You Should Leave fame. And other things, because as far as funny people go, Tim Robinson is the new hotness. Chicago Bears, they did their pastiche on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Green Bay, just
it was cool. I mean, it was cool. I thought it was funny. That's all.
The Giants. I love you guys, Jay, BRM. I love you guys, but you should have just let him do Dune. You should have just let him do Dune. Oh, by the way, we haven't talked about the Jags. They did the send up of X-Men 97. They said Jags 95.
Nice. Unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to one of the baddest linemen in the history of the NFL. And that's how we're going to end the show this week, with a guy by the name of Jim Otto. Okay. Hall of Famer Jim Otto. He died this past week at the age of 86. He was known as the original Raiders. He was still with the Raiders. Through the end, even after they moved to Vegas in 2020. Okay, he never missed. DRM, listen to this. He never missed a game because of injuries. 210 consecutive regular season games and 308 total contests, despite undergoing 9 operations on his knees during his player career. His right leg was amputated in 2007. How much drugs do you think they pumped? I mean, no disrespect, but how much drugs do you think they pumped through his body back in those days, in the 60s?
All of them.
You know?
Yeah, let's just say this guy was the embodiment of the Raiders spirit.
He went through 50 operations. He had multiple joint replacements, arthritis, and back and neck problems. He also, good grief, and he also had prostate cancer. Good man, what a tough bastard. He made
28 operations on his knees alone, 9 of them during his career.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Yeah.
And he went undrafted. And also played for one of only 20 players who played for the AFL in the entire 10-year career of the AFL. Wow.
Yep. Some highlights and awards. He was the AFL champion of 1967, 9-time first team All-AFL, first team All-Pro in 1970, second team All-Pro in 1972, second team All-AFL in 1966, 9-time AFL All-Star, 3-time Pro Bowler, a member of the 100th anniversary all-time team and the AFL's all-time team. And of course, he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was elected in 1980, the first year he was eligible. Ranked 78th on Sporting News' list of the 100 greatest football players of all time from 1999. And in 2019, he was revealed as being selected to the 100th anniversary all-time team. So you are talking about one of the greatest Raiders to ever don the silver and black.
True. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Chico, when are we going to be back here for the NFL? Because OTAs are just starting. I'm thinking full training camp, unless something major happens, right?
I am thinking the same.
Because we're not going to talk about Aaron Rodgers just being Aaron Rodgers.
I wouldn't talk about Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers if Aaron Rodgers was being Aaron Rodgers. I just don't think that's worth talking about.
Yeah, I think regarding Aaron Rodgers, we only need to do one thing.
Shut your bitch ass up!
Pretty much.
So yeah, we are not going to be talking about him, but we are going to be talking about training camp, OTAs. We may get into the prediction game because the league year begins, our league year begins in June, and we're going to get ready for the draft. That's later this summer as we prepare for another season of the Williams League action.
That's right. I forget who won this. Who won?
It was Jess. Just Brandon, oh, that's Donald Barrackus.
That's right. Let's see if they can defend their title this year.
They're going for a three-peat themselves.
That is true. That's right. 2 years in a row. That is correct. But, Chico, this is technically the end of the season because we've got a winner on The Voice, a winner on Survivor. We are going to be talking about a winner on Jeopardy Masters on the WLTI. We're going to talk about a winner on American Idol. We're going to be talking about the fact that Ryan Seacrest has now taken the reins of... Yep.
We have officially entered the Ryan Seacrest era of...
There we go. That works.
So, yeah, Ryan Seacrest has got himself a new gig, and from what I understand...
He's doing all right.
Making it work. He's making it work for him. So, good on him. So, we got winners. We've got season endings. We also have another super champ has entered the chat.
Right. And we also have we have more super toilet action.
Uh-huh.
And of course, a winner on Survivor. Did we talk Survivor? Did I say Survivor?
Did say Survivor. And of course,
we're going to be on after Survivor, at least 11 o'clock Eastern, right?
We're going to be on at 10. And what we always do is we break in when we have a winner.
Okay.
Just we always do. So
that is true. VRM. Oh boy, wrestling's getting interesting, but poor Eddie, man.
The breaking that I tried to break that I accidentally broke into. Oh, and Mr. Kingston has the three letters.
Hey. C.
And definitely not a good time for it to come up because he was just pulled from the Anarchy in the Arena match at Double or Nothing. Of course, Double or Nothing this weekend. We've got the lead in to King and Queen of the Ring.
Yes. Well, there is a pay per view this weekend. We will not be doing pick-ems on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there is the King and Queen of the Ring. There's going to be more stuff. What else we're going to be talking about? We're going to talk about injuries. We're going to be talking about, Drew McIntyre and as we're heading towards NXT Battleground and a bunch of other stuff in the world of wrestling.
So one thing I want to mention though, from your opening spiel about how as we get ready for the unofficial start of summer. You got the burgers, you got the grills, you got the pools opening up, you got baseball, we got hockey.
Hockey.
Oh, yes, we do.
We got basketball.
Not for us anymore. Not anymore.
And you have auto racing.
That is correct. Yes.
It is the big weekend of auto racing with three of the crown jewels. Of which I will be attending one this year.
Wait. What?
Wait, what?
I have paddock seats for the Indy 500.
No shit!
Nice!
Because I'd be... If I could get four tickets to go to Monaco, I would have a lot less problems financially than I have right now.
Yeah, we hear that. Oh, we definitely hear that.
And it's a lot cheaper to go to Indy overnight for one race than it is to go to Charlotte for the whole weekend for four.
Mm-hmm.
True. Although, if you did go to Charlotte, hey, spend the day at Carowinds, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
Hey, so we got to talk about Ian's pigskin post because he's got a new one.
Yes, indeed. I recently posted an off-season edition of the Pigskin Post. There aren't really that many compared to the regular season. I go over a recap of the NFL draft on the most recent one, and I also go over the schedule, and also I mentioned a couple of programs on the move in college and in high school football. One moving up from FCS to FBS, and another one switching conferences. And that's all in my off-season Pigskin post, which I publish sporadically on my Facebook page and to the BS group. That much does not change. Yes, the pattern of the posting it during the off-season is different from the regular season because it's not quite as common. I will have at least one more off-season post to come before football season comes and they become more regulars. Other than that, I have not really much. I'll be back whenever. Maybe the next one, maybe the one after that. Who knows? I'll be there somehow.
Uh-huh. All right.
And of course, you, Chico, of course, it was a thing. What's going on with it was a thing?
We're still in pilot month. We just released an episode devoted to Red Dwarf. No, this is not a repeat from last year, because we have the second and final pilot of Red Dwarf USA with a new Rimmer and a new cat, one who would spend some more time in deep space. Terry Farrell, anybody?
Okay.
And we don't have a pilot next episode on Thursday, but we do have Greg's Money in the Bank, and all I can say is, if you thought Barbara Eden was a weird genie, you haven't met Shaboo.
Who?
You'll find out on Thursday.
Hmm. So we are done for now. Again, enjoy your holidays. We head towards the summer.
And also have a very safe holiday.
Yes, of course. Take us home, Chico.
All right. Well, we are plumb out of football to talk about for the time being, but the summer's only beginning. We'd love to see you back here next time on the BS Big Show, whenever that is. For Ian, for VRM, for JB, for everybody at 5-1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up, and we thank you for yours. And as we get ready to go into the holiday, remember, celebrate, honor, remember, but most of all, enjoy. We'll be right back.